Oh my God. Why does it keep on doing that? Can I not just have it the way I want to? Stop. Fine, I'll just keep it in the middle. How about that, eh? You're gonna keep on doing what you keep on doing? No? Okay then.
Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. Hi, Peter. Where are you from, Peter?
I'm from England, you?
Oh, of course. I'm from India.
Oh, cool.
Oh, yeah, that's a very English name, I guess. I should have known. Yeah. So, how old are you?
I'm 16.
Oh, six. Why do you use this app?
Because I run a podcast.
At 16? Oh my
Yeah.
God. Shouldn't you be like going out partying? Like,
I get
pardon
invited
my
to
language.
party.
Like, pardon me, but
I'm
like
getting.
doing drugs with your friends, you know,
What?
like,
Where did I even get that? I don't even know anyone that like even sells any.
Somebody told me like the British kids do that a lot,
Well, probably, but I'm not the type of British kid to do that. I don't even know
Oh.
where to get it anyway.
What?
I wouldn't even know where to get any drugs. I'm not really casually wandering around asking people, "Hey, mate, do you sell drugs?" Like, no.
Yeah, I get it, but like, yeah, like doing podcasts is something, which I've never heard,
Podcasts is more natural. Doing drugs is a 16-year-old, not really so natural.
That's very natural.
What, doing drugs
But
at 16?
yeah, that's when they do. But that's should they shouldn't like they shouldn't, but they
What?
do, and
No, they
that's
really shouldn't.
yeah, they shouldn't,
Look at
but they do, like. Because they're
the
stupid, so it's natural, but yeah, I'm not promoting drugs in any shape or form, Like, yeah, don't do
Yeah,
it.
I'm not really the casual kid to think, "Hey, I just want to do drugs." Because one, I'm afraid of needles. Two, I'm most likely to burn myself with metal.
No, not that kind of drugs. No, I was just
Oh,
talking
what,
about
like weed?
alcohol. No,
Oh, yeah,
alcohol
alcohol.
only.
Yeah, no, alcohol. Yeah, sometimes a little bit. It depends. Like I said, isn't well, not I haven't said it, but it's in moderation.
At what age I had alcohol?
What? 10?
12. 12. 12.
No, that's good.
I had almost 12 pints of rum. Like, rum?
Oh, you're a hardcore then. We just lost
I
the
never
viewer
did.
after you did that.
I never did it after that.
Oh, you know, no,
But yeah, like
alcohol's fine. It's like a, yeah, no, alcohol's
three
fine.
or four. Like I would like 3 or 4 pints won't even like catch my breath, Like it's like normal, but I
Yeah,
like
but
it's been
yeah.
like I'm 22 now. I didn't do it after like I was 14, so I don't do anything now.
Yeah, I can understand because rum is lush and especially the burn as well. The burn is just cool.
Yeah, I boned your
Burning up
stomach
my
like
throat.
yeah, it feels like you're on fire,
Yeah.
Like it gives you the power, like you can run naked in the snow,
Probably not that, but no, I just like the I don't think after drinking the like a little bit of rum, I don't go and think, "Oh, I want to run down the streets naked." No, I just
man.
Nah.
You know, at what age I learned driving? At 13, I used to drive a car. At 13,
Wow.
I could drive in the off roads, and even the off roads, even the like good highways.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm 22 now,
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You still do that, or are you just like calm down now?
I didn't drive after I broke my knee. I've never like, I've never rode a bike since then. Yeah, I broke my knee when I was 15, so I didn't do a lot of things after that, like no drugs, no fighting, you know. Only just sitting at home, reading books, you know, like talk, like studying physics.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I like physics.
Yeah. You like physics? What do you like about it? Like, what are you studying? What are you studying right now?
I mainly, like, I absolutely love chemistry, and I'm taking that as an A-level. But I do like physics, okay. But I can never do it. I struggle with maths so much.
What chemistry, like organic, physical, inorganic? What kind of chemistry? Organic?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. I was so good at organic when I was, you know, in my 11th or 12th grade. I was so good at organic. Like, I had almost, like, do you know that reaction? What's that, like, Wood's reaction? No?
No.
So I used to, like, burn down the labs, you know, sometimes. There was, saponification. Yeah. I was close to burning down the lab. Like, I put sodium in water, and with so much sodium, like, it almost caused a fire, you know?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my teacher was mad at me.
I can understand nearly burning down his lab. He's probably thinking, what the hell? What are you doing that for?
Yeah. Yeah, man, it's like, it's fun, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, but I have a dilemma right now. Like, this topic is all about keeping things repressed, right?
Yeah, I was about to ask you that.
Yeah, so keeping things repressed, you know, it depends, because you might regret it afterwards, like, if you take things out, you know, because it would never go away. Like, if you slap a man in front of 10,000 people, like, it's on the records, you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I've literally just had an issue with keeping things repressed, but it depends on what it is. Because sometimes you're keeping things repressed. Sometimes you're keeping things repressed. You start to, like, just basically, I just started having a lot of mental breakdowns, and I just eventually just had to say it.
Yeah, but you should know how to act, you know? Like, you shouldn't be out of control, you know? Because there are going to be consequences, you know?
But yeah, no, it was, of course, before I said it, I typed it all out and, of course, read through it. And if I thought that was fine, then I sent it through. And, of course, they were fine with it and it was good.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, you know, I'm a very emotional person and I'm a very impulsive person. Like, I would, you don't know what I'm going to do next. Like, if I might get married tomorrow if somebody is willing to, you know? Like, I do things pretty impulsive, you know?
Ooh.
Just for the sake of, you know? I don't know. But it's not like, that doesn't mean like I would do drugs tomorrow, you know? Like, some things you have to, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like I would go on and say, hey, like Kendall Jenner's father, hey, I want to be a woman tomorrow, you know? Like, hey, yeah. So yeah, there's certain degrees to my impulsive behavior, you know? There's certain restrictions, there's certain limits, upper limits, you know?
Yeah.
So like, if I choose, like, if some guy is, you know, like, giving me crap all week, you know, he's like about some work, you know, like some of my, maybe some college societies, you know, or in the school. Yeah. So if I choose to roast him in front of everyone, there are going to be consequences, you know? Like, if I choose to like, say mean things to him, like, there's going to be consequences. Like, I might be on the hit list of a lot of people, you know?
Yeah.
So it depends on how much repressed you want to be. If you want to be, like, as bad as you want to be, then, yeah, you'll probably be controversial, but you've got to be ready for the consequences. So
yeah, yeah, going back to the question, is it good to keep things repressed? It depends on what the situation is. That is always depends.
Yes.
Some things may be very little, but it's causing you too much pressure, and you just, like, for example, if it's just a normal thing, you just have to say it and done. If it's more work related, it can be very difficult. Like, yeah, you don't know, you may regret.
And, like, what you should keep in mind is that you might end up feeling regretful about it later, because sometimes when it's like in for too long, like, it comes out with a bang, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, you need to have that, what do you call that? That lever, you know? That lever, you know?
Yeah.
That control valve.
Yeah, you just kind of have to just like hold on to the lever and just make sure it don't end up switching on, otherwise you may end up saying something you may regret. To just say like,
yeah,
oh, man, I can do this, I can, oh no, it's just been released and I said something I've regretted.
Yeah, like there was a girl that I liked like recently in college,
yeah,
and then I used to like, I never talked to her in person, but I saw her in college and I started texting her on Instagram. And like, ooh, yeah, we used to talk a little bit about like music and stuff, but like she didn't seem interested. It was just like whatever I said, like it was just like, oh, that's what she said to me. Like whatever I said, she said, oh, nice. That's it. Like, oh, good for you. So yeah, I saw her in person and I was kind of nervous because she's kind of rude. And also I was overwhelmed by the fact that she's my crush. So I ran away. Like, just seeing her and just running away, and she unfollowed me later that night. Yeah, she unfollowed me later that night. So what happened was,
yeah,
she's a little bit mean, you know. I like mean girls, to be honest. So, but
that's both
yeah,
a good and bad thing.
What?
Oh yeah, because mean people is basically, I'm gonna probably get cancelled for this, but oh well. You know when, you know on like online when most females say like, oh, all men are horrible, all men should burn in hell. Most of those people choose horrible.
You know,
it's not all of our fault.
It's but
you
don't
picked
know
the biggest female in that place, and now you're basically just shouting at us for something that most of us didn't do.
Yeah, but that's just an opinion. Maybe, you know, they are still hot women, you know? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Who gives a crap about their opinion, you know? As long as they are willing to hang out, you know?
I guess.
Yeah. So the thing is, yeah, like, I like, you know, I might not necessarily agree with them, but I kind of like that kind of women, you know? Like, sadistic, mean, you know? Like dressing all black, you know, walking, having straight hair, like walking straight, you know, ignoring you. That's what I like, you know.
And you and I are very different.
Yeah, no, it's I mean, I not necessarily, but sometimes. But the thing is, then, now I was now I'm coming to the question now. Something which I did, so I see that she unfollowed me, right? And I can't accept the fact. I thought it's my mistake because I ran away. She thought I was rude. And I couldn't sleep at night, so I decided to text her at night.
Oh, yeah.
And I say, hey, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to be rude. I was nervous when I saw you and all that, you know? I didn't mean to be rude. You were so nice to me, although she wasn't.
Oh.
I was like, hey, you've been so sweet to me. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be rude. And I sent her the message.
Been so sweet to me.
Yeah, no, she. I mean, no, I wouldn't call that being sweet, but okay.
That's what I say, because she just unfollowed you and is mean to you. That's what I say. Is that really sweet? Am I missing something here?
No, yeah, exactly. But, you know, I don't know what to say, but I wanted her back.
Yeah.
I never... like back on my following list as for now, but yeah. So I should have kept it repressed. I should have refrained from texting her. Maybe I should have talked in person. So sometimes you should
Yeah. When you texted her, did you like do it just straight after that happened, or did you like wait a couple of days and then explain?
No, did I did it the same night she unfollowed me, and I got as soon as I got to know.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm guessing they didn't go too well then.
Yeah, it didn't.
Oh.
But it's all good. You know. If it's meant to be, she'll meet me again.
Oh yeah.
If it's not, then maybe somebody else.
Oh yeah, there's usually someone else.
Yeah, there's always someone next door, you know.
Oh yeah. You never know.
Yeah, man. It's just that I might, you know, I'm just very in a big dilemma. You know.
Yeah.
Because I want to definitely talk to her again. But at the same time, I don't want her to see her face. I don't want to see her face again. Oh. But at the same time, I want to talk to her again.
You just kind of don't know what to do.
Yeah. She's mean. She's so mean, like even if I die in a car accident tomorrow, she wouldn't even put an RIP on Facebook, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. Like, she doesn't even know me. Like that's the degree of attachment we have. Yeah. She's like, she's not a 10, you know? She's a 7 or 8. A good day,
despite being mean and like not even acknowledging your existence.
Yeah, like she is a 7.5 with a dressing sense and personality of a 10. So,
oh my god.
But it's just my preference. It's my taste. Like I like that kind of girl. Like the structure, you know. Like it resembles like some of the girls I like. So you know, like.
Ooh.
For reference, I would say. Like, not exactly, because she's a different race, but you know Elle Fanning? Elle Fanning? No?
What was that, sorry?
Elle Fanning? The actress?
Is that the blonde-haired one? Like, the white hair?
Yeah, blonde hair.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Elle Fanning, but she's not like her, because she's Indian, and she looks like... She's Indian, but she looks like Asian because, like, you know, like Chinese a little bit.
Oh, okay.
Because, yeah, her mom is like from that side of India, like near China, you know? So she looks a bit Asian, but I don't know, because there's maybe a little bit like Ariel Winter, you know? But like a flat version of Ariel Winter, like, you know?
A low budget a flat sort of thing.
No, she's definitely low budget.
Oh.
Maybe low budget, but if she's low budget, then I'm broke, you know? So, yeah. I mean, she's got a nice personality. I mean, only if she was a little bit less mean to me. She had everything.
So you
she
like
had everything I wanted.
People. But you want her to be less mean.
Yeah. No, it's not like I like mean people. It's just something that turns me on. Like it's not like I like it, you know? Yeah. Like if someone is if someone is mean to you before and someone gets nice to you afterward, it feels like an achievement, you know? Like, it feels nice.
Wait, hang on. So... hang on, you know? So when someone's like, are you, you just think, dang, that kind of like... that kind of turns me... what?
No, that builds a bond. That builds a bond with that person.
Stop yelling at me. It's...
yeah, I mean, that builds a bond. Like, you know, fighting with a person is like, as long as you don't kill him, like, him or her, like, it's still the bonding, you know? It's still an interaction, you know? You know?
That's brilliant. I like that.
Yeah, I mean, but like, yeah. Fighting is actually very... like, it's underrated, you know? Like, fighting is just, like, love, you know? It's
just a negative. I don't want to know what happens if someone tries to, like, argue at you. I'm scared of what might happen.
Oh, I don't know, man. I've argued... like, yeah, people though, usually don't argue with me. The people I've argued with usually don't talk to me afterwards.
Oh.
But even their friends don't talk to me, you know? Like the whole zone, the whole community bans me, you know? Yeah, so I would tell you one situation. What happened was that there was a guy who was giving me crap. Like, we used to work for a marketing company. It was a company, okay? Like a independent company. Like, we didn't do it for money. It was just like, you know, non-profit company. So that guy was like giving me crap about I'm not finishing the work on time. And then he was like giving me his motivational story of how he waited for a girl for an interview for 3 hours.
Oh,
you know, like he waited because he had to. And I'm like, why did you wait for 3 hours? Like, why? Like, you could have postponed, you know? Why the hell did you wait?
You just wait 3 hours.
But who waits for 3 hours? Like, I wouldn't wait for 3 hours for anyone. Like, even if it was Bella Hadid, you know? I wouldn't wait for 3 hours for anyone. Like, 3 hours,
I think I may have actually been one of those people, but I think it may have been for like 2 hours or 1 hour. And it even started raining. Yeah, I still decided to just wait for him. And...
yeah. But you can still call them, you know? You can still call them. He was like, he said that he waited outside the house, you know?
Wait.
Like, what kind of a simp you are, bro?
Nah, that's just weird.
Yeah, so I just confronted him, like, why? And he was like, I don't know, he got angry at me, you know? And...
you don't know me, like, stop yelling at me.
Yeah, he was angry, you know? Like, I told him, like, because he had sort of a bad hairline and he was sort of fat and short. So I told him, like, you look like a 35-year-old predator, you know?
Oh, that's probably why he got angry at you, if you just called him a predator.
No, that's after he got angry, like, that's what caused his breakdown. Like, he was on the verge of crying, you know, and I was feeling bad for him, you know.
Then he just started yelling at you and you just thought, nah, screw it, I'm just gonna...
yeah, then he decided to end the meeting and I was like, yeah, it was nice talking to you. You know? So yeah, after that, he never talked to me. And I didn't feel like, you know, like I apologized to my senior, you know, because when he told me that, but I didn't feel like apologizing to him because it wasn't coming from the heart. Because I personally didn't like the guy because he was kind of a skirt chaser, you know? Like, even then, like, we were supposed to interview some, you know, young kids, you know? Like, kids, like the freshers, you know? Like, so, interview some juniors, like,
so basically
from
what
other college?
Yeah, so basically what I'm doing to you, but it's just kind of, like, different. I'm the kid interviewing the adult.
No, not the kid. I mean, it was just like we were the second years and they were the first years. Not like... so it was like not even... they were not even kids, but they were like juniors from us. Like, we... because we were like the seniors of that society. like we were recruiting them. So it was just an interview, you know. So it was an interview, and the fact that the people he's interviewing have the list he has of the one he has to interview, all the girls on his list, you know, like he has all the girls to interview, and I have all the boys, like not even one girl, like all the boys. Okay.
Oh wow.
You know, and then, you know, he tells me about how much serious he is for his job. I mean, yeah, man. I mean, he's just getting in touch with every girl in the group, you know, like he speaks on behalf of every girl, you know. I'll tell you this, like he knows the birthdays of every girl in the group. Okay.
Oh.
He knows the exact time. He has the reasons why the girls on the group didn't attend the meetings. Like, oh, she talked to me. I'm like, who the hell are you, bro? Like, we're not fools coming here for a meeting, you know? Oh, no, she talked to me. She has work. What the hell? You know?
Big concern.
Yeah, like, yeah, he's too concerned about the girls. Like, he's using the position for skirt chasing, you know? Like, I don't know, man, you know? I don't like that. I don't like that kind of attitude, you know? Like, if you want to, like, do that, just go to the club, you know? Go to the club. Not here, you know?
Yeah.
And that was my passion for working in the company, but I got fired, you know?
Oh, no.
Like, I got fired slowly because, like, everybody started to hate me that much, you know? Because just because of the facts that I said about him. So, yeah. That's what it's like to argue with me. You know? Yeah, I'm kind of a loving person, you know? I'm a fun-loving person, but people don't get the fact that I'm so caring, you know?
Yep, I can understand that.
Yeah, like, so my mom wanted to learn how to drive, okay? Yeah. And I totally refused. I was like, no, mom, I wanted to stay alive, okay? I wanted to stay with me, you know? And I want other people to stay alive, you know?
Yeah.
So I would never allow my mom to drive, you know? I know my mom. I know my mom. My mom puts sugar instead of salt. I mean, my mom sometimes, while talking on the phone, puts sugar instead of salt, you know?
Oh.
Yeah. Like my, I could, like, sometimes, like, she, yeah, she causes disasters. Yeah. You know? I can't let her do that.
So quite a clumsy person.
Not every time.
Oh.
I would call her clumsy, but a little bit cheeky sometimes. Like, not clumsy, like, yeah. My mom is very beautiful as compared to what I look like. You know?
Oh.
Yeah. I'm pretty tall as compared to what my mom is. Like, my mom's 5'2", I'm 6'1". So, ooh. Yeah.
Very much of a difference.
Yeah. But that's probably the reason. Like, but yeah, my mom can do a lot of work, but she can't do the work which requires a lot of, like, logical and analytical skills, you know?
Yeah.
And attentiveness. Like, not like attentiveness, and like she can manage stuff. Well, she's a good manager, but not a very good driver. I've never seen a good woman driver. I mean, I don't know, man. Oh. I like my like, what do you call a maternal uncle, like my mom's brother? Like, my mom's brother had a garage, and like he used to have like the cars from accidents, like, coming for repair, you know? And most of the time, the worst the worst accidents were caused by women, you know, like.
Oh.
Like, yeah, the cars which had the worst accidents were like, they had women drivers, you know, like.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Now, some women are like, you know, very, you know, like sensible, like, you know, they're smart. So they like tell you that, yeah. Okay, I can't drive here. Like if the space is less, like, okay, can you please move the car? You know, my driving is not that good. But some women, no, they don't even stop. Like they would run the car over your foot and won't stop.
Oh.
And would run the front tire first and then run the back tire, you know. And maybe then stop, you know? They would stop after running the back tire, you know? You know? I've seen that type of woman driving, man. I mean, yeah, it's not cool, you know?
Yeah.
It's not cool, but yeah. But this kind of opinion with women is what makes you unpopular, you know? If you talk, like, if I talk this in front of like 10 women, like, and you know, then I'm in trouble. That's what I like, because no, I don't like that, but sometimes I like that because it's like 10 women, I'm having attention of 10 women, like that period, like all their attention is on me, you know. I like that, you know. It's like when you trigger them and then you easily,
you know, just
when you trigger them and then you easily like ease them off, like that's the art, you know, like that's a different kind of romance going on, you know.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, it's like a different kind of romantic exchange, like taking their abuse, you know.
Ooh.
And then eventually, you know, like taking their slaps and punches. And then eventually ending it with a hug, you know, like metaphorically, you know, with a hug and a kiss, you know, like a kiss on the cheeks, you know, so, yeah.
Anyway,
that's what,
one
yeah,
more,
man.
Well, same question, because I'm going to go now, but same question okay. For people on my podcast, is it good to keep things repressed?
Okay, no, because if a disaster is supposed to happen and it's ready, you can't keep things repressed. I mean, you can't, you're going to take it out somewhere. You can't, you simply can't. Yeah, you can't. If you do, like it would cause disorders, just know how to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Just don't burn yourself, like play with fire, but just don't burn yourself down, you know? Yeah. So the answer is no.
All right then. Anyway, it was awesome speaking to you. Thank you for that.
Thanks, bro.
I was like, I'll give you a follow, so hopefully we can speak again.
Yeah, man, I'll follow you back.
Yes, see ya.
See ya.